future.
What is up? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more knowledgeable, you are more and more in control of your body, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea and acne and digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this renewing and healing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261 if you want to wean yourself off of prescription meds, if you want to help a loved one wean off of their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program. We can help you do that. 855-660-4261 is our number. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can head over to brightsideben.com, take a look at our shopping cart with all the Ingevity products, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine multivitamin mineral complex powder. You add to water and sip it all day long. It's a good source of zinc and selenium and copper and chromium and plant-derived minerals and amino acids. Truly a cornucopia of nutrients. Most folks will notice results, more energy, weight loss, appetite suppression. Most folks will notice results in just one or two doses, and it's $50 a canister. If you haven't tried this stuff yet, folks, what are you waiting for? You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And if you want to start a business, longevity business, or help spread the word or get your products at the wholesale price, click on the Join Now link or the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. You can also talk to the folks at 866-735-2470, and they can give you the full scoop, 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side. Once again, I'm going to continue talking about the energy nature of health, bioenergetics, biological energetics, the electrical energy nature of the human body. Later on, we'll be talking about yet another great way to amp up the electrical energy of food. But before we get into that, I want to address a question that we got at the end of yesterday's show. We got a call from Dave in San Diego, and I promised I'd address blood sugar issues real quickly before we get into our topic of food energetics and the electrical nature of the body and the electrical nature of health. So, first thing that comes to mind about diabetes is the fact that no one has diabetes. If you go to your doctor and you get your blood sugar checked and it's high, which really means high according to some arbitrary scoring system. Nobody knows what high and low is. According to the American Diabetic Association, high is somewhere over 180 milligrams per deciliter, according to WebMD, or I'm sorry, MayoClinic.com, a fasting blood sugar of 126 per 100 milliliters of blood is going to be get you a label of a diabetic. Nobody really knows exactly what the numbers are. These are all arbitrary numbers. They're all sort of based on the bell curve. The point is, nobody is a diabetic. Nobody has diabetes. What people do have is biochemical breakdowns in how they handle sugar. And the reason this is important is because if you get labeled as a diabetic, if your doctor says, oh, you're a diabetic, and if you go around telling people you're a diabetic, you're going to be identified, you're going to be condemned with this label, despite the fact that the only thing that's been measured is some temporary amount of sugar in your blood. No one has diabetes, but tens of millions of people have issues processing sugar. And the reason this distinction between labels and identification and diagnosis and metabolism and biochemistry, the reason this distinction between our chemistry and our labels is so important is because when we get told we're diabetic, when we get told we are something, when we get labeled as something, as an I am a diabetic or I have diabetes, there's a sense of permanence. There's a sense of permanence that condemns us to treatment and pharmacology and the medical model, and then it puts reversal in the realm of a miracle or some kind of hocus pocus or some kind of quackery. If you think you are have this permanent label, this permanent biochemical dysfunction, and then somebody says to you, well, you can reverse that, you know, you're going to think he's a quack. But if somebody says to you, well, my blood sugar chemistry seems to be a little bit off, and then somebody says, well, we can reverse that, it makes more sense. Nobody has diabetes, but millions of people have biochemical breakdowns and biochemical dysfunctions that are reversible. And this strategy of testing and diagnosis and labeling and medicating is why doctors will immediately put guys like Dave on metformin without even mentioning dietary and nutritional issues that cause the problem in the first place, or dietary and nutritional issues that can reverse the problem. If we look at diabetes not as a diagnosis, not as a label, not as an identification, not as a disease, but more as a simple biochemical breakdown in how the body handles sugar in the moment, how the body handles sugar when sugars enter into the system, and only when sugars enter into the system, then all you need to do is change how the body handles sugar. That's all you got to do, folks, if you have been told you are a diabetic. All you have to do is change the way your body is handling sugar. And that's not that difficult. All you got to do is reduce your intake of sugar and start to put stuff into your system that helps your body handle sugar. I'm sorry, doc. I'm sorry, MD. You might want to go get yourself a real job, because no one needs a doctor to help their body handle sugar. We got more doctors in this country than a stray dog has fleas, but breakdowns in blood sugar control are not going down, they're going up. They're increasing at epidemic proportions, and doctors aren't helping. And this leads me to the second important point about diabetes, and that's this. Diabetes is a food issue. It's a food issue. It's an issue around how we handle food. That means our bodies are exhibiting the biochemistry of diabetes when we're eating. That means when we change the way we eat, we change our biochemistry. By changing the way we eat, we change our diabetes biochemistry. It's not hard. So what do you do? Well, first of all digestive issues need to be corrected. No matter what your health challenge is, focus on digestion first. There's a lot of literature coming out now that's linking dysbiosis, which is problems with bacteria in the gut. There's a lot of literature linking dysbiosis, problems with bacteria in the gut, with diabetes. Type 1 diabetes as well as type 2 diabetes, by the way. And improving digestive wellness, the most obvious and the most effective way to stabilize blood sugar, improving digestive wellness is the first course of therapy that any healthcare professional should be instructing a diabetic, quote, diabetic, unquote, patient to do. Keep your sugar from spiking, keep your insulin from spiking, reduce your intake of fast-burning carbohydrates. Desserts, cookies, cakes, those are obvious. Those are obvious foods that will mess up your blood sugar, but potatoes and rice and cereal, processed grains of all kinds, these are all things you got to watch out for. Eat more protein. Protein in the form of whey, protein in the form of eggs. You'll get protein in veggies. And eat lots of veggies. And make sure you're using lots of good fats, coconut oil, as well as nutritional oils. That's going to help wean you off of the fast-burning carbohydrates. And then make sure you're getting your sugar-handling micronutrients, chromium and vanadium, the sweeties from Longevity, after meals, two or three after meals. Use lots of the B vitamins. You'll get them in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Go get yourself a B100 capsule, especially vitamins B1 and B3, thiamine and niacin. Personally, if I had diabetes, I would be using a timed-release form of vitamin B3, niacin, maybe 100 milligrams a day or so. And make sure you take your time-release niacin with all your other B vitamins. There's a couple other things here. I'll tell you about diabetes, and then we'll, if we have time, we'll continue talking about food energetics. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back with more good health information on the Bright Side right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are back on The Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products that we recommend and suggest and advertise on The Bright Side. And you'll also find a Join the Team link that you can click on. If you want to talk to somebody, if you want to talk about any of the products, or if you want to join the team by phone, you can call 866-735-2470. Our number today is 855-660-4261. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, got a couple lines open for you. It's first come, first serve. I'll try to get on board early, 855-660-4261. All right, so if you have diabetes or if you've been told you have diabetes, just know that what you really have is a metabolic disorder, meaning a chemistry disorder. Your body's chemistry is just not handling sugar the way it's supposed to handle sugar. That's what diabetes is. Your body doesn't handle sugar the way it should. So all you got to do is help your body handle sugar. Number one, reduce the load, the sugar load on the body. That's probably the hardest thing to do because most of us are addicted to sugar. We have these hardwired drives, which we've talked about many times in this program. Our brain is hardwired to find sugar in all its many guises. Back in the day, when our brains were evolving, when our bodies were developing, there wasn't a lot of sugar around. Today, we have figured out how to extract sugar out of many different kinds of foods and sell and use the pure essence of sugar, which the body doesn't really have a good handle on being able to use. Sugar is very difficult for the body to process, very difficult for the body to store. It's explosive. It's dangerous stuff. And so over the course of many years and decades of sugar abuse, which is what the standard American diet results in, sugar metabolism, the way our body handles sugar, begins to break down. So what do you do? Well, it's simple. It's easy. I got a letter. I'm just going to read the. I don't want to read this whole letter, but it's from a pharmacist in Australia who says, who takes issue with some of my claims about diabetes being easy to treat. She says, I'm not going to read this whole letter, although it's filled with all kinds of nonsense. And she is, I think she's a pharmacist anyway, from Australia. She says, diabetes, there's one thing that Ben says that I definitely don't agree with. Diabetes is super easy to deal with. And then she says, this is so wrong, it's not funny. If it was, we wouldn't have people dying in the thousands every year. As if the fact that people are dying in the thousands every year means that diabetes is not is really a difficult, difficult problem. No, it means your stupid medical model is wrong. It means that diabetes is not a doctor issue, even though doctors are presenting themselves as the ones to, as the place to go to handle it. The reason people are dying by the thousands, Nicole, in Australia, is because nobody is addressing the metabolic breakdown that's leading to the diabetes. So anyway, diabetes is super easy to deal with. Food, number one, more protein, more coconut oil, more essential fatty acids, less insulin-spiking foods. That means breads and pastas. You know the drill. I don't want to beat a dead horse here. Then lots of micronutrients, chromium, vanadium, magnesium, super important. Zinc, super important. B vitamins, super important. Thiamine and niacin stand out in importance for sugar control, but all the B vitamins are important. Vitamin C, unspeakably important for the blood sugar system. Even though we all know about vitamin C for collagen and for the immune system, vitamin C is also very, very important for pancreatic health, for helping the body handle sugar. The B vitamin-like substance, choline, also very, very important. A couple hundred milligrams of choline would be a great little boost for your diabetes or your blood sugar handling system. Eggs, by the way, are a great source of choline. Alpha-lipoic acid, also very important for blood sugar control. Use 400 milligrams a day. Vitamin A, also very important. And vitamin A and zinc work together, 20,000 international units a day. Vitamin E, super important for diabetes. See what I'm saying here, folks? How many of you guys out there who have blood sugar problems are using vitamin A and vitamin E and alpha-lipoic acid and vitamin C and B vitamins and B1 and B3 and chromium and vanadium? All of these things have been shown in the literature and shown in clinical evidence. And in my personal experience, all of these things have been shown to dramatically, dramatically improve your body's ability to handle sugar. Get on the OsteoFX from Youngevity. Use the Ultimate Selenium, another super important nutrient for helping the body handle sugar, 300 to 400 micrograms a day. Coenzyme Q10 can help. Vitamin D, the literature that's coming out on vitamin D and blood sugar control is absolutely stunning. Of course, vitamin D is best obtained by sunlight. Get out in the sun. And here's another one. Use cinnamon. Put cinnamon on everything. Cinnamon is a wonderful, wonderful herb and very tasty as well. It'll amp up or increase the or improve the taste of sugar, your sweet foods, so you don't need as much sugar or you don't need as much sweetener. Plus, it has its own blood sugar stabilizing properties. The bottom line is, folks, there's so much you can do for blood sugar and for diabetes without drugs, without doctors. And you know how long it'll take? Guess how long it'll take, folks? One day. If you start changing your diet around, if you add nutritional supplements to your daily program, you can change your blood sugar parameters or begin to change them in one day. You're not going to reverse the entire diabetic process. All the metabolic breakdowns are associated with blood sugar control in one day, but you'll begin the reversal process in one day. You even do half of the suggestions that I just made. There's no way that you're not going to notice a change in how your body handles sugar. All right, that's all I'm going to say about diabetes. I hope that helps. Our number today, 855-660-4261. I want to continue talking about the electrical nature of food. There's so much I want to say. We're not going to finish it up today. But just a couple of things. Our main point here is that we eat for electricity. We don't eat for sugar. We don't eat for salt. We eat for electrical energy. It's the electrical energy we're looking for. At the level of a cell, where the body is nourishing itself to get electrons, to get electricity. That's why we want to choose electrically active food. And when we choose electrically active food, or when we amp up the electrical energy of food, yesterday we talked about using salt and oil to amp up the electrical energy of food. When we choose live foods like sprouts or vegetables or nearly live foods, or when we amp up electrical energy of food, we will be eating less food. And this is the single most important health strategy. You've had to pick one single thing to do to improve your longevity, to increase your longevity and improve your health. It would be to eat less food. And the easiest way to naturally wean yourself off of calories is to eat more electrically active food. We talked about using sea salt and nutritional oils for increasing the electrical energy of food, increasing the energetics of food. Mixing sea salt with nutritional oils, Celtic sea salt with nutritional oils and vegetables is a great strategy. Adding a little bit of salt and adding a little bit of nutritional oils to any food was going to amp up their electrical energy. But there's another really, really good way to amp up electrical energy, amp up the electrical energy of food, to improve the value of food, to allow you to eat less. And all of these strategies for improving the electrical energy of food are going to be great for folks who are using the ASAP for longevity. One of the biggest complaints that I hear about the ASAP is that it's so hard to go through that 2 or 3 week period that you have to go through where you're only using 500 calories a day. Well, if you amp up the electrical energy of food, you're going to find it much easier to subsist on these small amounts of calories. Adding oil, adding salt to food is a great strategy, but there's one more really, really cool strategy that you can use, and I'll tell you what that is on our next Bright Side episode. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back with your phone calls at 855-660-4261 right after this.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Tomorrow we'll talk about an additional way that you can amp up the electrical energy of food. If you want a little heads up, I'll give you a little clue about what we're going to talk about tomorrow. A guy named Victor Schauberger did some really interesting work on what he called bioelectronics. Victor Schauberger, S-C-H-A-U-B-E-R-G-E-R. We'll be talking about Victor Schauberger's work tomorrow as we continue talking about bioenergetics, bioelectronics, and how you can amp up the electrical energy of food so you can eat less and get more nutritional value out of what you're eating. That'll be tomorrow on The Bright Side. 855-660-4261 is our number. Time to hit the phones. Let's go to Canada and welcome Tony to The Bright Side. What's up, Tony?
Tony, yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call, Ben. Over 20 years ago, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. Okay, and since then, I've been on medication, long-term, you could say. But I've had many relapses, usually every 6 months, 9 months, sometimes even once a year. Although lately, that has improved. I've not had a relapse in about a year and a half.
Awesome.
Some improvement.
What have you done differently?
Well, that's it. I mean, the medication has been the same, which is Mesavant. There's Imuran. And every 6 weeks, I go for Remicade.
Wow.
But the thing that I have done differently is I've been trying to eat a little bit better.
I know.
It's just that it's very difficult to do, although, you know, I should know better. But, you know, it's mostly like cutting out wheat or gluten.
Yeah.
And staying away from dairy.
Well, but I can tell you that colitis is super easy to deal with, my friend, and you don't need
your... Please help me. Please help me.
All right. Well, first of all, the drugs aren't going to help you. The Mesavant is like an old-timer.
Okay.
That is a... the Mesavant is like an aspirin type of drug, an anti-inflammatory kind of drug. Also, it'll suppress inflammation. I'm sure you know these. Imuran is an immune-suppressing drug.
Yep.
So here's the deal, my friend. Tony, if your immune system is being suppressed and it's working, or your immune suppressing strategy is working, what does that tell you about the immune system in your disease state? If you're healing or you feel better when your immune system is suppressed, what does that tell you about the disease state itself? What kind of disease would you say it was?
Well,
let me rephrase that. An immune suppressor works to help you with your symptoms. So what does that tell you about the breakdown? What kind of breakdown is it?
Well, I mean, I have an overreactive immune system.
Hello? Is that common sense? This isn't kind of airy-fairy. I'm not just making stuff up. It makes sense to you, right? If an immune suppressant drug works, that means the problem is caused by an active immune system, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that's step one. We're going to work backwards here. We're going to do this logically. So an immune suppressant drug works. That means the problem is overactive immunity. Now, what is the immune system? The immune system is your defense system, right?
Yes.
It's the way the body defends itself from the outside world. It's your army. It's your defense department. However you want to, whatever metaphor you want to use, it's basically the way the body protects itself. So for some reason, something is activating the defenses of the body. Something is activating the defense department, the army. So when something is activating the defense department or the army, if you're not a doctor, if you're an intelligent, normal person, not a physician, not a medical professional, what would be the logical question that you'd want to ask yourself?
What's causing my...
Hello! This is not difficult, right?
Right.
I'm saying if you're just a normal, intelligent person, if you're not a doctor, if you're not steeped in the medical model, if you're not entranced by the lunacy that we call modern medicine, you'd ask yourself, well, if I have an immune problem, maybe I should figure out what's activating the immune system. Okay, so the immune system is the defense system. It's protecting you from the outside world, protecting you from what they call not self, the stuff that's not you. It's being activated. We're asking ourselves, well, what could possibly be activating the immune system? So we're continuing here, Tony. What are the possibilities? How could something get into the body to activate the immune system? What are the different possibilities? Give me some options.
Well, I mean, there's obviously breathing it.
You could be breathing
skin,
it.
Okay. And then there's eating, which is probably the most likely one.
Well, yeah, right. This isn't difficult, right?
Right.
This is not difficult. So you say, okay, so it could be skin, it could be breathing, but probably it's going to be eating. 90% of my immune system is in my digestive system. So let's see. Maybe I'm having an eating problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you really want to be on Imuran? Do you really want to be on Remicade? Do you really want to be on Mesavant? I know you don't.
Nope.
And these
things, for 20 years.
Right.
Not 20 days.
And, you know, you may be having your symptoms stop, but what is it costing you in terms of your liver and your longevity?
Exactly.
What is this costing you in terms of breakdown in the future? And how can somebody who is sworn to do no harm, which is what a doctor is sworn to do, an oath a doctor takes to do no harm, how dare he do this? So you have an eating problem. That means you got to focus on foods. It's not difficult. Now, there's some other supplements you could take for the digestive system that are wonderful. I'll tell you what those are in a minute.
Sure.
But first and foremost, you got to focus on food. Now, if you find yourself addicted to foods, then you want to work on this addiction. I've said many times, it's difficult to use willpower. Now, when it comes to colitis, you're basically looking at, you're probably looking at what we've said before, are lectins, these little sticky compounds that are found in grains and vegetables and plants of all kinds. So it's great that you're weaning yourself off of gluten, but keep in mind, all grains can be problematic. Many vegetables can be problematic. Many beans and legumes can be problematic. Even protein, like eggs and whey, can be problematic. Nobody knows. I don't know. Your doctor doesn't know. Only you know. Only your body knows. So what you have to do is you have to eat a food, see how you respond. If it's a problem, don't eat that food. Good clues for you to target, to if you want to fine-tune your choices of problematic foods, it's very likely going to be a food that you really love, and it's very likely going to be a food that's got some intense processing that's involved with it, and very likely will be some kind of grain, dairy, or egg, or bean. So you want to focus on those foods and eliminate it. Now, there's still some that's the most important thing you can do, but there's still some tremendous nutritional supplements that you can use. Probiotics. Get yourself on the best probiotic you can find. I love the Nightly Essence from Youngevity. Whatever you choose to use, make sure you're getting around 80 billion units a day, and make sure you're using multiple strains. And then in addition, you want to make sure you're getting lots and lots and lots and lots of fermented food.
Okay, no, sorry to cut you off. That is with foods or before foods?
The probiotics?
Yeah.
It's going to depend on the brand that you take. Each brand's going to have their own recommendation.
Okay.
Some brands with food, some brands without. That's not as important as the fact that you get on them. Fine. And you may have to play around with the different brands. Some people respond to one brand as opposed to another. You're going to have to toy around with this, but it's going to be worth your time. Just getting on a probiotic supplement and fermented foods, if you do nothing else, is going to make a huge difference. Cabbage soup is tremendous for all digestive issues. Bone soup, we've talked about extensively, great for all digestive issues. Aloe vera, noni, the Z radical from Youngevity, also wonderful for the digestive system. Glucosamine is great for the digestive system. Make sure you're on the ultimate enzymes and apple cider vinegar for your digestive system. There's so many more things you could do, but one more thing is lecithin with all your fatty foods is also very helpful. Yesterday, by the way, I talked about sprouts and living foods. Try to get as much of your food, as much of your calories from living food. And by the way, folks, sprouts are a wonderful source of lecithin. So mixing your oil with your sprouts and your salt can go a long way. And then last but most certainly not least, eating less food can be very helpful. And, oh, yeah, whey protein, if you can do whey, whey can be very helpful.
Okay.
So you see all these different options, Tony.
I'm sorry?
You see all these different choices you have, all these different options that you have.
Okay. How much lecithin?
Half a teaspoon to a quarter teaspoon to half a teaspoon with fatty foods.
Okay. Now, I have... I
got to take a break, Tony. Okay. Hang tight, okay? Hang on, buddy. Logan, Duke, Lynn, Laura, stay there. We'll try to get you when we come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We will be back right after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Tony in Canada. Got a bunch of folks I got to get to, Tony. Anything else you want to tell me or ask me?
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay. Usually by mid-afternoon, 2, 3 o'clock, I usually get tired and I got to go to sleep. And that, unfortunately, affects my nighttime sleep, which I get very little of. And that means I have a hard time remembering, constantly.
You want to help, help with the drowsiness?
Yeah.
Here's the deal, my friend. You know how in some countries they take a siesta in the middle of the day? Do you know what they do right before they take a siesta?
They eat certain foods.
Yes, exactly. Don't eat lunch. You don't need lunch. Have some sprouts for lunch if you have to have something, or have some vegetable juices. When we eat, our alertness hormones drop. After a meal, alertness drops. Staying hungry is a great way to maintain alertness. In fact, alertness hormones, things like orexins, which we've talked about before in this program, levels rise. These are alertness hormones that keep you focused. They rise with hunger and they drop with eating. So keep yourself hungry. It's a good strategy, especially in the middle of the day, and you'll have more energy. I wish we had more time, Tony.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. God bless, buddy. Good luck with everything. Laura in... Did we lose Laura? I think we lost Laura. Laura, call back quickly, and I'll try and get you on the air. I know you've been holding a while. Duke, what's up, buddy?
Hello?
Hey, Duke. What's going on, man? Hello. Hello.
I've got a lot of questions here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm waiting for you. What's up?
I've got a gentleman that's in his 80s, and I tried to get him on the Tangy Tangerine, and he liked it at first, and then he started having problems with his stomach. So I asked him what he was on. He's on Celebrex, Lisinopril, Lovastatin, and
Dude, you trying to make me angry here, Duke? You trying to get my blood pressure up this early in the morning?
I need help.
How can
I help there?
First of all, if he's 80 years old, it's going to be very difficult. By the time people reach older folks, I hate to say it, but they're just fixed in the ways of doing business, and it's tough to work with older folks, especially if they're 80. They buy the medical model. It's really hard. I don't try to get anybody to do anything. He has to want to do it. And Duke, if he doesn't want to do it, it's really, with all due respect, I don't mean this, don't take this in the wrong way. It's none of your business. You don't help people who don't want to be helped. This is true for everybody.
Exactly.
I get these questions all the time. How do I get these people to do this? Well, you don't get anybody to do anything. He doesn't want the BTT. God loves him too. God loves people who don't supplement. God loves people who are sick. God loves people who buy the medical model. This is a message only for people who suspect that things could be different and things could be better.
Absolutely. Any
other questions, bro? I wanna try and get as many calls as I can. Thanks. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Okay. Thanks so much, Duke. Take care, buddy. All right, Laura, I apologize. I hung up on you before. What's going on?
Hi. I have a friend who has a 9-year-old daughter, and she's having intestinal spasms. And they said that it may be acid-induced.
Acid-induced? Like, what do you mean acid-induced? What does that mean? Like, she's eating acid?
The acid from her stomach is making her have the intestinal spasm?
Well, I don't think that makes any sense at all, because you need acid to digest your food. What's happening is she's eating the wrong food. Again, if you have intestinal problems, colitis, digestive issues, focus on specific foods. Children's digestive tracts, when babies are born, our digestive tracts are born immature. We're born with digestive tracts that require nurturing and building. For most of us, that does not occur, and this is why kids will end up with digestive problems, especially if they're not being breastfed. So, or they haven't been breastfed. So what you need to do, my dear, is have these people focus on the foods that are triggering the intestinal problems. When she has complains about bloating or gas or pain or any kind of discomfort in the digestive, in the intestinal area, you got to link it to foods. Milk, dairy are likely suspects. Grain is a likely suspect. It could be anything, but those are the first two places to look. Beans and eggs also, legumes and eggs. Link it up to foods. Also, get her on a probiotic supplement. Use the nightly essence if you can. How old is the girl?
9.
She could take a probiotic supplement. Have her on the take her one or two of the nightly essence, one or two a day, or any probiotic supplement. But the nightly essence is my favorite. That's got enzymes in there and a lot of other good things. So if you can use the nightly essence, use that. But any probiotic supplement will help. But the most important strategy for a kid who's dealing with intestinal problems or complaining about digestive distress is link it to specific foods, especially processed foods, especially boxed foods, especially what we've been calling dead foods, which provide calories but don't provide nutrition. Okay, Laura?
Okay.
Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. God bless. All right, moving on. Lynn in Texas. What's going on, girl? Lynn?
Yes, hello?
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. Listen, I always hear you talk about lecithin, and I bought some sunflower lecithin, soft gel, 1,200 milligrams.
Okay, you bought the capsules.
I did, yes.
Okay. The capsules aren't quite as good a deal as the liquid, but go ahead. How can I help you?
Okay, I would like to your protocol on how many of them to take and when.
One or two capsules. You can take as much as you want. It's completely benign. It's basically a food substance. It's not really a nutritional supplement.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to take it with fatty foods,
and
you want to take one or two at the end of meals.
One or two after meals.
Yes. Have you tried it yet? Have you used it yet?
Yes, I have.
How have you used it?
I've been taking it after meals.
And then do you have a gallbladder missing, or you had some fat malabsorption issues?
No. Well, I might have a fat malabsorption issue is what I suspected. That's why I started taking it.
And have you noticed anything?
Yeah, it seems like, what I wanted to know is, will it get rid of stored fat? Because it seems like...
No, it's not going to get rid of stored fat, but it will help you process fat.
Right.
Dietary fat.
Like
it's not...
Yeah, I think it is helping. I mean, I haven't taken it very long, but I think it is helping.
Well, here's a good trick for you, just so you can see how well it's working. Eat the same food with the lecithin and without the lecithin and see if you notice a difference. Go get a fatty meal, something that you would ordinarily have a problem with. Eat it without the lecithin, see what happens, and then the next day do the same exact thing with the lecithin and see if you notice a difference.
Okay,
and one last thing. Make sure you take your fatty vitamins with the lecithin as well, and also minerals with the lecithin. So after you have a fatty meal, take your minerals, selenium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and vitamin A and vitamin E and coenzyme Q10 and any other fatty nutrients that you're using. Use it all together with the lecithin. Okay.
Okay. Okay. How about the hyaluronic acid? You
now
mentioned
you,
that. When should I take that?
You can take that anytime you want. That's not a problem. Anytime you want.
And that does that help with digestion as well?
No, it's not for digestion. That's more for connective tissue, but it may help your digestive tract a little bit. The tube, your digestive tube, it may help a little bit.
Okay.
It may help you build tissue for your digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Lynn. Appreciate it. Let's see. Logan, what's going on? Logan in Texas. You have Logan?
Hey, yes, sir.
How you doing?
So my father has an enlarged spleen, and he's been suffering from low hemoglobin and just being treated with blood transfusions very frequently.
Okie dokie. Here's the deal. The spleen is a filtering system for your blood. It's probably working too hard. He's probably got some toxins floating around in the blood. He may have thick blood. Usually that's secondary to long-term stresses, and long-term stresses usually mean digestive stresses, although it could be any kind of stresses. How old is your dad?
It's got to be close to 60.
Okay, a couple things. Number one, as always, focus on the digestive system. Things getting into the body, into the blood through the digestive tract can trigger blood problems and can cause problems with blood cells and can definitely lead to an enlarged spleen, which is responsible for filtering out those red blood cells. The spleen is a very important part of your lymphatic system, and it's very important for filtering and keeping your blood clean, getting rid of dead cells and such. So number one, you want to focus on digestive wellness, probiotics, eliminating problem foods, use the Z-radical. Number two, thinning the blood. It can be very helpful, making sure he's practicing deep breathing techniques. Oxygenation is very important for keeping blood moving effectively. We're going to be talking about the movement of fluids through the body tomorrow. You may want to tune into that. Vitamin E can have some nice blood thinning effects. And also essential fatty acids, omega-3 fats, can have some blood-thinning effects. Building red blood cells is also going to be a very important strategy. In addition to making sure he's oxygenating correctly, the B vitamins, especially folic acid, are very important for red blood cells, for building red blood cells. Protein is very important for building red blood cells. I'd be getting on a whey protein supplement. Vitamin C is incredibly important for every health issue, period, but especially for circulatory health issues. I'd be using 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day minimum. Get him on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Have him sip on that all day and have him restrict his calories, lower his caloric intake, and that'll put a little less burden on the circulatory system. So much stuff you could do. That's the real bottom line. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. That's the bottom line here, folks. There is so much stuff we can do. There are so many alternatives to this doctor model of drugging and cutting out organs and testing and diagnosis. You don't need a medical professional for degenerative disease. I don't know how many different ways I can say this, folks, and this is such good news. Get yourself on a nutritional supplement program. Reduce your caloric intake. Make sure you're eating live foods. Tomorrow we'll talk about bioelectricity. And that's all the time we have for today. If you're interested in learning more about the Longevity products, head over to brightsideben.com and click on the Join the Team link. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.